CRI News, I'm Man Lin. Chinese President Hu Jintao will leave China on Sunday as he prepares to pay a state visit to Austria before attending the upcoming G20 summit in France. Earlier this week, President Hu Jintao spoke with his French counterpart Nicolas Sarkozy by phone to discuss the European Union's new debt crisis relief plan and the G20 summit. The Chinese president hopes the G20 will be able to convey an unmistakable signal of growth and stability to the international community. The UN Security Council has voted unanimously to end its seven-month-long no-fly zone over Libya, as well as the mandate authorizing NATO operations. It comes despite a request from Libya's interim government for the Security Council to hold off on a final decision. French UN Ambassador Gerard Araud. NATO Secretary General Andreas Fogh Rasmussen has confirmed that NATO will conclude its operations in Libya by the end of this month. China's special envoy to the Middle East is throwing his support behind the Arab League's attempt to bring the month-long crisis in Syria to a close. Wu Sike, who is in Damascus for a three-day visit, says the Syrian people's legitimate demands should be respected. Wu Sike has been meeting with Syria's vice president and foreign minister. At least 27 Islamic militants have been killed in the southern Philippines and more than 60 others wounded as they engage in days of gun battle against government security forces. Officials in the southern province of Zamboanga, Sibuge say government troops saw 27 bodies after they captured a rebel camp on Thursday. Soldiers have resumed operations against the renegade leader Wan Ning Abdul Salam of the Moro Islamic Liberation Front, who was wanted for a series of kidnapping and extortion. In Thailand's capital Bangkok, people are still desperately trying to escape the fatal flooding. Floodwaters are now moving towards the inner parts of the city. With a five-day national holiday now taking place in Thailand, officials are urging people in Bangkok to travel to other places in the country to avoid the flooding. However, despite the rising floodwaters, some are choosing to stay to protect their homes and businesses. So far, Thailand's worst flooding in over half a century has killed more than 370 people and forced the evacuation of over 100,000 from their homes. Queen Elizabeth II has opened the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in Perth, Australia. The Queen joined Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard and Commonwealth leaders at the opening ceremony and vowed to bring needed relevancy to the Commonwealth in a time of global uncertainty and insecurity. The leaders will hold talks on human rights, Commonwealth reform, economic turmoil and climate change during the three-day meeting. Saudi Arabia's interior minister has been appointed as the new crown prince. Nayef bin Abdulaziz Al Saud has been tapped as the new heir apparent by King Abdullah. This follows the deaths of the previous crown prince last week in New York. Nayef has served as Saudi Arabia's second deputy premier and interior minister since 1975. Tunisian Islamist Party ENADDAH has officially taken 90 seats in the new 217-member assembly. Official election results show the party took nearly 42% of votes cast on Sunday. The election is the first in the country since the ouster of President Zayn al-Abidine Ben Ali early this year. The new assembly is being tasked with drawing up a new constitution for Tunisia. Japan's factory production fell for the first time in 6 months in September as the export-reliant country grappled with a strong yen and global economic turmoil. The government says that factory output fell 4% from August as manufacturers produced fewer cars, chip-related machines, and cell phones. The result was worse than market expectations for a mild decline. The government projects industrial production to rebound in the fourth quarter. And that's the news on CRI. I'm Man Ling.